Welcome to our Community Connections segment. Joining us today, we have Chris Dehart from All About Energy Solutions. Chris, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, the hot summer months are here, and we thought this would be the perfect time to really speak with an expert about how you can save money on your energy bill this season, and even in the long term as well. I think it'd be interesting to talk first, just what are some of the biggest culprits of home energy waste in a typical home?
Well, that's a big part of what we do. We go into the house and take people, I like to say, to the College of Energy Knowledge, show them how to save money on their energy bill, educate the consumer, and breaking down two most really important things. One, how your home loses its energy, and two, how your energy bill is broken down. Because if we can break down and show you when you get that bill at the end of the month and you get to see where that money's going, it helps you take control of your energy bill. So a lot of what we're talking about, a lot of what we do, are little things you can do yourself, like unplugging things. Everyone has that spare bedroom that you have a lamp for your guest when they come, a TV, an alarm clock. Every bit of that is using energy while you're sitting here with me today. It's called phantom energy. So unplugging things. But the two biggest culprits of your energy bill and energy loss in your house is your attic is number one. It's the biggest source where you lose your energy. And the second is lighting. And lighting is something we've done a lot with lately because LED lighting has gone down in prices so much.
Are there any other special considerations specific to this area, or is it just kind of on an individual basis?
Well, I think specific to this area is a lot of people that are here are from up north, so they come down and say, I want R60 in my attic. I want all this fiberglass insulation blown in. And to be frank, you don't really need that. Insulation doesn't stop heat. It just slows it down. What you need to do is you need to stop the heat from even coming in. And that's why ventilation is so important. The most effective form of ventilation in our area, and if you read the code book, the Department of Energy says you're allowed one form of intake and one form of outtake. So to not get too complex, all your soffits around your house, that's your intake. For air to come in there, heat has to leave your attic somewhere. The most effective place for the heat to leave, of course, is your ridge vent at the top. So as heat leaves, it brings in air from the outside. And what our radiant barrier does, we've done houses in Brunswick Forest, like with patio homes, so there's a firewall separating the two homeowners. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine it's the same structure built at the same time by the same people using the same material. It's pretty identical. And we'll insulate number one and not insulate number two. 3 Julys ago, we went into one of them on a record 101 degree day. Mr. Bob Corston, if you're listening, this is your attic. His attic was 96 degrees. I said, do you think we can go to your neighbor's and see how hot his attic is? It was 146 degrees.
Wow.
That's a big number. Now, saving money, that's easy. If we're bringing your attic temperatures down by 40%, saving you money is cake. Making you more comfortable is easy. But more importantly, the two most expensive things you as a homeowner have to replace is your roof and your heating and cooling system, and I'm protecting both of those.
We were talking about some of these big time energy leaching issues in your home, and your attic is one of the main issues. And you were talking a little bit about that radiant barrier that folks can line the attics with, but also air leaks. That's another issue for a lot of folks in their homes.
Yeah, we're an approved contractor with Duke Energy Progress, and they have a really nice rebate program right now where we go into a house that's older than 10 years. If we seal all the attic air leaks and penetrations and bring the insulation up to code, they'll actually write the homeowner a check anywhere between $375 and $500, which helps pay for the project. And essentially what we're doing is law of thermodynamics. Heat is attracted to cool air. So this time of year, your attic is obviously a lot hotter than inside your house. So by nature, heat is drawn into your house. And as it's coming in, it's bringing with it insulation that you're breathing in. Now in the winter, on the flip side, as heat leaves your house, because inside your house is warmer than your attic, as the heat leaves, it takes dust with it, which is nice. But the reality is that's heat that you're paying for. 50% of the heat that you use in the winter goes right out a window or right up into your attic.
Oh, wow.
So what we try to do is help keep that heat in for you, and we just take a really common sense approach to making this happen. Second biggest part of your bill is lighting your home. I mean, right now we have 4 lights above our head here in the studio. Those are 475-watt bulbs. Each one of them are over 250 degrees right now, which is going to heat up this room significantly, which is going to make you need more air. And again, you're using 300 watts to light this room. We could put 4 LEDs up there that would be using 10 watts. To go from 300 watts to 40 watts, that's a big number in saving. And if they're on for 3 hours a day, they last for 22.8 years. LEDs have gone down in price. The bulb I'm talking about that you would put over your head right now, 3 years ago was $85. You know, now you can go to Costco and get it for $10. I mean, the price has gone down unbelievably. 85% reduction in your lighting is a big, big way for your bill. Like Moe's Southwest Grill, we changed out all the lights in there. Their bill last month was $348 less than it was the same time period the year before.
Well, you know, we've talked about some of these different solutions. Let's put this kind of into tangible terms. Now, you've upfitted your home with a lot of these solutions we've spoken about, the radiant barrier, the lighting, and of course, you know, another aspect is also your hot water heater as well. Kind of break down for us in terms of what your energy bill is like and what your neighbor's is like.
Absolutely.
You kind of drew a pie chart for me here. Yep. and carved out, you know, where these different savings can take place. Now, your typical energy bill a month, 2,500 square foot home, $95 a month.
Well, we've worked really, really hard to get there. You know, when me and my wife first got the house, you know, it was almost 5 years ago, and it was just me and her. We have a little girl now, and we also have a little boy. So my neighbor and myself, our houses were built literally within 3 months of each other. They were built by the same contractors using the same material, and they're even facing the same way on the street. Now, I will say, I have the worst HVAC system you could possibly ever have in a new construction house. So I'm able to maintain a $95 average bill with...
Even with that.
Not a good system. But we started just taking steps. When I first moved in, one of the first things we did was put the radiant barrier in the attic. Keep the heat out in the summer and keep the heat in the winter. Then we went through and sealed all our attic air leaks. I added more insulation. And then as time goes on, I got more educated in how to save people money. And I stumbled upon a product called Crystalbond. It's a liquid coating that we paint on the inside of the glass. And what it does is it stops 99.6% of the UV rays. And it stops over 60% of the radiant heat from leaving in the winter or coming in the summer. So the whole south side of my house and west side of my house, I coated every window. That was a big game changer for us. And then it was the LEDs. So that's what we did at our house. And again, with me, my wife, and two kids, our average bill is $95 for our 2,500 square foot house. My neighbor's is over $155 on average.
Now, of course, All About Energy Solutions offers various energy saving services to improve the efficiency in your home, in your crawl space, and in your attic. One of the best ways to get started is that energy audit with you all.
And it's a free service we offer. People say, why don't you charge? And it's simple. If we can take you to the College of Energy Knowledge, show you how to save money on your bill, 60 to 85% of what we talk about are little things that you can do yourself. And then we go above and beyond on what we would do, making our recommendations.
If you want to find out more about All About Energy Solutions, the website's easy. It's allaboutenergysolutions.com. And today's conversation was really just a glimpse into what you all offer. You actually have a free information session tonight and tomorrow at the Terraces on Sir Tyler.
We've saved Mo so much money that they like to cater any events that we do. So get some free food. And that's what we do. We just break down your energy bill and how your home loses its energy while you're eating. We're just going to, you know, take you to the College of Energy Knowledge and explain some things to you, some common misconceptions on the best ways to save money on your energy bill. And again, we like to say we have the fastest return on investment you can get in the home improvement business, which is very, very strong.
And again, that's going to be 6:30 to 8 p.m. tonight at the Terraces on Sir Tyler, right across from the main entrance there at Mayfair, 6:30 to 8 p.m. The College of Energy Knowledge, a free dinner and just a great information session.
Yep, if somebody wants to come, they can go to our website and fill out a contact form, or they can just give us a call at 910-253-0170.
Well, Chris, thanks again for taking the time to join us.
Thanks for having me.
Again, Chris DeHart from All About Energy Solutions. And again, they're online at allaboutenergysolutions.com.